every day, Mass is celebrated at St. Dominic's Chapel at the Chancery Offices of the Archdiocese of Atlanta. The following is a recording of today's readings and homily from a previous year.
A reading from the Book of Sirach. A kind mouth multiplies friends and appeases enemies, and gracious lips prompt friendly greetings. Let your acquaintances be many, but one in a thousand your confidant. When you gain a friend, first test him, and be not too ready to trust him. For one sort is a friend when it suits him, but he will not be with you in time of distress. Another is a friend who becomes an enemy, and tells of the quarrel to your shame. Another is a friend, a boon companion, who will not be with you when sorrow comes. When things go well, he is your other self, and lords it over your servants. But if you are brought low, he turns against you and avoids meeting you. Keep away from your enemies, and be on guard with your friends. A faithful friend is a sturdy shelter. He who finds one finds a treasure. A faithful friend is beyond price. No sum can balance his worth. A faithful friend is a life-saving remedy, such as he who fears God finds. For he who fears God behaves accordingly, and his friend will be like himself. The Word of the Lord. Guide me, Lord, in the way of your commands. Blessed are you, O Lord, teach me your statutes. Guide me, Lord, in the way of your commands. In your statutes I will delight, I will not forget your words. Guide me, Lord, in the way of your commands. Open my eyes that I may consider the wonders of your law. Guide me, Lord, in the way of your commands. Make me understand the way of your precepts, and I will meditate on your wondrous deeds. Guide me, Lord, in the way of your commands. Give me discernment that I may observe your law and keep it with all my heart. Guide me, Lord, in the way of your commands. Lead me in the path of your commands, for in it I delight. Guide me, Lord, in the way of your commands. Alleluia, alleluia. Your word, O Lord, is truth. Consecrate us in the truth. Alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus came into the district of Judea and across the Jordan. Again crowds gathered around him, as was his custom. He again taught them. The Pharisees approached him and asked, "Is it lawful for a husband to divorce his wife?" They were testing him. He said to them in reply, "What did Moses command you?" They replied, "Moses permitted a husband to write a bill of divorce and dismiss her." But Jesus told them, "Because of the hardness of your hearts, he wrote you this commandment. But from the beginning of creation, God made them male and female. For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. So they are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined together, no human being must separate." In the house, the disciples again questioned Jesus about this. He said to them, "Whoever divorces his wife and marries another commits adultery against her. And if she divorces her husband and marries another, she commits adultery." The Gospel of the Lord. In our readings today, we have two different kind of discussions of ideal human relationships. And the first is friendship, and that we have to test our friendships and make sure people are true friends, because who starts out as a friend may not end up being a friend as times get difficult. And that's so very true. You know, friendship is a very important relationship for all of us to have, at least some people in our lives who we can trust and truly depend on. But we have to work to build that up, and we have to work to invest in relationships so that we have friendships like that. Then, of course, in the gospel, Jesus talks about the importance of marriage and how marriage is permanent until death. And, you know, let no man put asunder what God has brought together. And so marriage is like the ultimate human friendship, right? Marriage is between a man and a woman. And it is based on friendship, a friendship that is tested and a friendship that and where trust has been gained so that each party may give themselves completely to the other. So friendship is an essential part of marriage, and so oftentimes that can be underappreciated, but it is truly essential in married life especially. And of course, friendship is important for all of us in our lives.